sister like we, you know, I'm not sure we'll do it like this all the time, but from time to time, it just gives a different flavor, and even the band leaders can pick up things from one another and add different styles of songs. It's kind of like having potluck. It adds something, and so I just wanted to let you know there's nothing wrong, but we're just working together, Dylan and Gordon, Dylan and to work together. Of course, we kind of had the draft of the talent in there. I hope a little bit reluctant, but we drafted them in. So in the next 2 or 3 months, we'll put a McGowan, I think, to be ready to do that. many months behind, like 2 or 3 months behind last fall. It got into the winter, and I finally just told him what I want to wait till the spring. I thought, well, you know, I just need to wait till spring because from being in business and construction, I'm not saying this would have happened, but a lot of businesses get down to a skeleton crew in the wintertime, and you're not as apt to get as good a job sometimes if you wait until spring where you've got your full staff back on and, you know, up and running, so to speak. And so I said, well, just call me when you can do it in the spring, but I will admit that I called them, and they finally did call me back. But anyway, so we're on schedule to do this month, so they'll have that. Brother Durham. So we're glad to have you, Brother Aaron. Appreciate you coming. You're welcome to say something if you want to. They're going to bring you a mic up there.
Evening to some of God's saints. It's good to have Aaron here. I work with him. When we first started working there, I could tell there was something peculiar about him. And so I got questioning him a little bit and asked him if he went to church and found out he goes to church right down on Asher. New church started down there. Give him a plug for the church there. It's a new church down there. It's called Body of Christ Church, isn't that right? They have services Wednesday nights and then Sunday mornings. So we were sitting there on break one day, and I asked him, I said, so you're not one of them Pentecostals, are you? And I could just tell, you know, there's some bad influences that we work around, and he didn't succumb to any of that. And I could tell he had God in his life, so I was trying to, you know how you fish. You don't want to just come right out and ask somebody. So I asked him a few questions. And finally I asked him, I said, you got one of them Pentecostal boys, are you? He said, yeah. I said, you speak in tongues? He said, yeah. I said, well, we do too. I said, we have church Sunday afternoons at 5. I said, if you aren't doing anything, we'd love to visit with you. And he got good principles in his life. He left college for a while to move back home to help his mother. God's going to help you because you have a heart toward your family, a heart toward God. You're putting them first, and his mother, I guess she's a faithful saint there in that church too, isn't she? And, he had to work all night. He worked all day, and he worked all night, got off at 7 this morning, went to his church, and then came over here. So I'm really, you can tell he loves God to do that. And then I'm thankful for the God that we serve. Thankful that we have a God tonight that we can feel. I don't know what it would be like to serve a God and just serve Him with head knowledge only. I know you gotta, like Brother Smith was talking about this morning, knowledge and understanding. You gotta have those things. Thank God we can feel Him down here in the heart. Didn't you feel something good moving amongst us here earlier. These songs, Our God is Great, and Our God's Mighty. There was this young boy, he went to, and you just can't tell it all. This young boy, he was going to school, I think he was in the third grade, and his teacher wanted everyone to bring a book from home. And he brought the Bible. So he started reading the book of Genesis, and all of a sudden he started shouting and hollering. His teacher came back, and she said, "What are you hollering about?" He said, "I'm reading here about Moses, how he stretched forth his rod, and the people went through the Red Sea on dry shod." And the teacher said, "Oh," she said, "that's just a bunch of hooey." She said, "They proved that where Moses led the people of God, and they went through that was just a marshy area, and the water wasn't more than 1 or 2 foot deep." And the boy goes, "Really?" And the teacher said, "Yeah." She said, "Now go back to reading there. Read your Bible." A few minutes later, he started hooping and hollering again. The teacher went back there, and she said, "I just got done telling you that it wasn't a miracle that God did. God, you know, didn't they just walk across in a marshy area?" He said, "This is a greater miracle than what I thought." He said, "God found all of those Egyptians in a foot of water." I'm telling you, we do serve a mighty God. We serve a wonderful God. And the things, the half has not been told. That's what Paul said to that one Roman governor. You know, you can't tell it all. Brother Smith sings that one song, "You'll Never Know Till It Happened to You." I remember when I first came amongst Pentecostal people, they started talking about the Holy Ghost. We came in and we got it. Transformation it made in our life. So I wanted to get up and welcome our visitor here tonight and open the service and just to say, feel out on God, see what God wants you to do. And I appreciate the service we had this morning. There, the study in the book of Revelation, and then the message Brother Smith gave us on the Holy Ghost. That's one thing I can't get enough of, the Holy Ghost. That's what attracted us to this group of people, was the wonderful movings of the Holy Ghost. So I'm thankful to be here tonight. God bless y'all.
Everybody that does live in that area, it's just amazing how God just—it's just like He put a blanket over all of us that live in that area, and the devastation is just unreal. If you can get out and ride around, you just wouldn't believe it. And we didn't even go in some of the worst areas. But I just want to thank the Lord for keeping His hand on us. So much worse. We may not have power, but we do have our lives, and I just really appreciate the Lord.
like to say how thankful I am for surviving those tornadoes and during the week. And I knew that even though I was panicking during that time, during the weekend, I knew God wouldn't let two of his children get pretty much wiped out. And even though we were in a house filled with a lot of people who were outside of this church, I panicked. And I knew, but I still knew that God would keep his hand on me and that, and then those tornadoes over the weekend. But I bet y'all, but I would have been calm later the whole time, and I bet for the swimming, no one knows what I'm talking about. And I don't know if this is coincidence or not, but that was also the weekend of Code Section. And I don't know if that's coincidence or not, but those people that up in family, they were so late in Code Section days, they come to tornadoes, and everybody starts to get. And I bet that's funny. But for me, after I'm done, do you mind getting up after this? I'm just saying, two points of view is better than one. Well, at least we survived COVID.
God is really good to us, and should have came up in the door again last night, and he didn't, so he does keep his hand on us. And, you know, they dug a little bit out in the back of that building, but I know that little bit they dug out didn't keep all that water from coming in there. So the bit of rain just another, you know, 4 or 5 inches that went in the door, so it just stopped it, I guess. So I'm really thankful for that. I was prepared, but still, it's nice that it didn't happen. But I'm really thankful for God and what he's doing in our lives. I'm thankful that Tim got to come with us this morning. I told Brother Smith to come down to help me. He's down to help me for about 3 or 4 weeks. I really wasn't going to try to get him to come to church, but it see what happened. And then I found out that about 6 months ago, he just turned his life over to God. And he's actually going to a Pentecostal church up there in Tennessee where he lives.